Remote working took off in the pandemic. In response, more communities are luring remote workers with cash and other incentives, hoping they boost the local economy. Now a group in Indiana is getting in on the trend as it launches the first such program in the state. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports some researchers have doubts that luring remote workers is really the best strategy for growth.
Campus tours happen all the time at Purdue University, but one recently was a little different. Instead of fresh-faced high schoolers, they're actively recruiting adults with jobs that allow them to work remotely.
This is the world-famous Bell Tower, Purdue Bell Tower, so you can see them almost anywhere on campus.
And here's what they're offering. Stipends of up to $5,000 plus whatever campus amenities one could imagine, as long as they work remotely from the school's campus in West Lafayette for 1 year. Christian and Zoe Martin, a married couple from Los Angeles, don't remember where they heard of this particular program, but they do remember all the flashy ads they saw when they started looking into remote working programs.
And they say, oh, this program will give you $5,000, this program will give you $10,000, this program will give you $20,000. When we started doing the research and saying, okay, are these real?
Turns out these programs are very real. Christian and Zoe started applying for all the ones they could find.
After this, we're going down to the Shoals in Alabama, and that's like a different remote program we're going to check out and see what they have to offer and kind of go with an open mind.
And already they're noticing something. They're being competed for.
And that feels a little strange, you know, especially when we're just like, you know, young people who are just working.
Evan Hawk, co-founder of Indianapolis-based MakeMyMove.com, helps places start incentive programs, including this one at Purdue. He says people like the Martins who can keep their good-paying jobs and live just about anywhere are a huge untapped weapon in an emerging arms race for communities to attract workers.
And there were 5 million remote workers in January of last year. There are now north of 60 million. Best estimates we've found is about half of those, some 30 million, will be full-time remote even post-pandemic and can choose their new home.
Hawk expects the benefits will outweigh the costs of these incentives. These remote workers will pay taxes, buy houses, eat out at restaurants, and just generally be these sort of model citizens that boost the local economy. And those splashy gimmicks like money and mountain bikes given to a few people is just the bait to start a conversation. For instance, Purdue's program is only actually paying up to 10 people, even though 15 to 20 are expected to move. And Hawk points out this idea of competing for jobs isn't new. For decades, local governments battled each other to offer all sorts of incentives that create jobs. But it was almost always geared towards companies.
The same theory that says, hey, if Amazon brings that job that's worth X number of dollars to my community applies to the remote workers. Like, we're seeing American life shifting. And so suddenly, these workers can choose where they want to live and they can wield that economic power.
But not everyone is so eager to jump into this bold new future of remote worker incentives. Timothy Bartik, a senior economist at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, is skeptical. He says there's no proof these programs are actually as effective as proponents claim.
The first issue is, do they have any effects on migration? The second is, even assuming they do have some effects, what are the benefits of that versus the cost?
Bartik says local governments might find it attractive because handing out money to new residents is easier than other, more politically intensive strategies. Strategies like removing barriers for foreign immigrants or investing in schools. And he warns if it doesn't have a noticeable effect on the economy, it could alienate people who have lived in communities for years, who never even got an incentive to live there.
Well, it's obviously good for the people who migrate. Why is it good for the local population? Why should local residents pay higher taxes to pay for these things?
Evan Hawk with MakeMyMove.com says they plan to collect data and gather as much evidence as possible on these programs. But in the meantime, Hoosiers can expect to see more of them in Indiana. French Lick, Jasper, and Bloomington are also in the process of launching their own incentive programs. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Justin Hicks.